Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning to you. You know what's next. When you hear that music, you know Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger
Good
Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What a beautiful day.
Oh, gosh. It's gorgeous. I love that it's cooler in the mornings.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a little mid-70s in the afternoons. It's perfect.
I played golf yesterday, and the weather could not have been more perfect.
Oh, it was gorgeous yesterday.
Not a cloud in the sky. What, about 72 degrees?
Something like that. Yeah, because it started out a little cool yesterday, but that's okay. Yeah. If it would be like this all the time, I would love it.
It truly would be paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is paradise,
it
but
is.
It would be more of a paradise.
Yeah. I'm good. I can skip August. That's the one that gets me. When we get to August, it's really hot. But this time of year, it's perfect.
Yes.
Just perfect. And the water, I don't know if you had a chance to get out to the beach, but the water is just clear as a bell. You can see all the wildlife. It's just incredible. Mm. It's beautiful. I see the wildlife, and it reminds me of why I don't go swimming, however. just to make a point.
Yes.
Well, you've got a lot going on. You came in with your arms full of publications,
sir. We
have
so much to talk about.
Yes. Well, let's get started.
Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the new business climate, real estate edition.
I see the cover. What is on the cover, sir?
That is the Tristan Hotel, which is, corner of Jefferson and Gregory.
So near Southtown? Or is that further
down? Three blocks further.
Okay.
North
of Southtown. Is that right?
Yes, and it's north of Garden Street.
Okay. Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes, north of Garden Street.
Okay. I'm a trustee.
It's under construction. You can see it grows.
But the rendering that's on the cover, it really is going to be spectacular.
Yes.
It's going to be beautiful. And I love this photo because it looks out over the city into the bay. It's really a beautiful picture.
It's the addition is all about real estate, obviously, in Pensacola.
And this is a special annual edition that y'all do every year this time of year. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. And we highlight commercial and residential real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really interesting articles about various developments. But one I want to draw attention to, which is pretty much very close to my heart, is page 20. You know, I've talked a lot.
Oh, I love this.
I've talked a lot about promoting the history of Pensacola. That's our calling card, and we should do everything we possibly can to develop that.
Mm-hmm.
And so this article about Pensacola's living history is, I think, very much to the point. We have some beautiful old homes.
Oh, gosh.
East Hill, North Hill.
When you drive around and you see some of the architecture and the trim on some of these homes is so beautiful. And I just love it. And I love this particular photo of that home. I think I've seen that home before. Is that from North Hill, that home? It's on the front there. It's just beautiful.
Yes, it is. The one on page 22.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. That looks like Gone with the Wind. Doesn't it? It looks like the Terra from Gone with the Wind, with the columns in the front and the white.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the Palladian pillars. The reason I draw your attention to it is that there is some talk of demolition. When you read the article, you'll get to know a little bit about the history of
Fernie Hill.
Yes.
And it does have a historic marker next to it.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, and they're thinking about tearing it down, huh?
Yeah.
That's not good. We're not for that.
No. Well, there's a very interesting quote, which I'm going to attempt to read here. He says, "One thing people need to understand is the majority of demolitions are coming from developers who don't live in the neighborhood.
Mm.
They have a short-term approach to neighborhood development, whereas an individual property owner would most likely be looking at the long-term stability of the neighborhood."
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so very true.
So what kind of recourse do people have if they hear of something that it is being developed or demolished and you want to keep that historic property? Aren't there some rules about that, especially with historic
yes. If
buildings?
If they're listed, then you cannot
I was going to say, aren't they exempt?
They're exempt, but this one apparently does not qualify.
Wow, that's
surprising. Which surprises me a great deal.
Yeah, that is surprising.
So as in all things, if you disagree, make your voice heard.
Mm-hmm.
You may say, well, just little old me, nobody's going to listen. But you know, if enough little old me's get together, things change.
It is remarkable. You do have a voice.
Yes.
850-437-1620. If you'd like to comment or have a question for Malcolm about any of his publications, we have the new Business Climate that just came out. Also, the new Downtown Crowd newspaper that has all the events and things going on. Plus, we have Pensacola Magazine, which came out as well, which is the wedding edition. So you've got a lot on the shelves this month.
Yes, yes. If you go a little further on page 26, this is, I think, a very apropos article about get mortgage ready.
Oh,
yes. If you're thinking about buying a home, don't go find a home and then say, oh, I need a mortgage.
Get pre-qualified.
Yes. Get a mortgage, then find the house.
That's up. Then you can shop in what you can afford.
Yeah. Plus you have a little leverage with the seller, too. Oh,
well, that's true.
I have a pre-approved mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
I can move it. I can close in 30 days.
I'm moving almost ready to go.
Almost ready.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to need to do a little something on the price for me. Oh, whatever.
Okay, I'm going to let you negotiate next time I move. And you know what? You're sitting here thinking, well, I don't have the magazine in front of me. Well, guess what? You can go to BallingerPublishing.com.
Yes.
And you can actually get the digital copy. And it's very cool if you go there because it's like flipping through a page, but it's online. You can do that on your phone or on your tablet or on your computer. So you can follow along with us this morning.
Yes.
All you have to do, and Business Climate has its own site. Is that correct?
That is, well, it's part of Ballinger Publishing,
okay,
but it also has a NorthwestFloridaBusinessClimate.com, but you can access it through BallingerPublishing.com. You look at the current issues across the top, click on the icon, and you go directly.
And that'll take you to the issue, so you can follow along with us as we're chatting this morning.
And, of course, it's available all over the place.
Oh, yeah, you see it everywhere, visitor centers,
for
restaurants, for free.
You can buy us. Very inexpensive subscription. It's only $14.95 a year, and we'll mail it directly to your
That's
home.
The whole year, not monthly?
For the whole year.
Wow, that's great.
And 2 years is $22.95.
Even better. Okay. Yeah. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Pep Talk. Remember, you can always text and comment at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert on Monday mornings is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Lots of publications on the newsstands right now, y'all, that you can check out. The new Northwest Florida Business Climate is on the stands. It's their annual real estate issue. We have the Pensacola Magazine Weddings issue, which is absolutely gorgeous. And the new Pensacola Downtown Crowd has hit the stands as well. I love it. I keep it with me once I get the new issue. So this is the May issue. Has everything that's going on in May. Which I love because it's hard to keep up in this town with everything that's happening.
Well, people say to me all the time, they love this real estate edition.
Yes, it's so
because,
beautiful.
Because they hear on the radio, see on the news every week, this development started, this one's changed, whatever it might be. Well, here at some point in time, one point in time, is what's really happening. It sort of brings it all together.
Well, I like, too, that you include Santa Rosa County as well in this assessment of what's happening in Escambia County. And it's true. I was driving the other day, and I hadn't been over to the west side of Pensacola in a while. And I got disoriented because all of a sudden the landmarks were gone, and this new construction was happening with the big signs about whatever was being built there, these new homes, lots of new residences and things. And I thought, wow, this town is really growing quickly.
Yes. Actually, page 29, what's new in real estate development?
That's what I want to read so I can get caught up because I felt lost. I thought, how do I not know about this?
Well, you read about, for instance, the Hawkshaw project.
Right.
And then it sort of slips off the radar right. with local news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's an article. New developers revive plans for Hawkshaw project.
Right.
So it is hopefully going to go ahead.
Well, I love we've had them on the show before talking about this. Our friends at Habitat for Humanity broke ground on the Hancock Meadows, which is going to be more affordable housing for folks. So that's exciting. I saw over the weekend the little tiny homes development just opened up.
Yes.
They had a ribbon cutting there. And that's amazing for people, for people that are having trouble that are homeless or having financial issues and seniors perhaps. But they've created these tiny, they're only 300 square feet.
Actually, there's a great case to be made for just downsizing, period.
Yes. Yeah. Think of the freedom.
Yeah, you don't have to mow the lawn, don't have to worry about cleaning the windows.
No.
Don't have to do a whole lot of vacuuming.
No, not at all.
And the insurance and the property taxes are pretty low, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. Well, and the thing is that makes me think of New York, because when you live in the city, all the apartments are about 300 square feet.
Yeah.
Unless you're a millionaire and then you get the penthouse. But you get used to that smaller, more condensed living and you get used to it.
Well, if you look at your own situation, I don't know about you, but I have a little house. It's only like 1,600 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
But I only live in about 300 square feet. The kitchen,
correct,
the bedroom, and the living room.
That's
the rest,
right,
is, yeah.
That's so true. That is so true. When you think of the space you actually use.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I love it. Well, this issue is really great. You can pick it up just about anywhere in town. So many different locations carry all of the Ballinger Publishing publications. But again, you can go online at ballingerpublishing.com and flip through it online. I can't wait. I really am going to read this week. I haven't had a chance yet to find out about all these different developments, because I've driven by them and thinking, what's going up there? I see that. And there's so many opportunities. We have that new Soundside High School out in Santa Rosa County.
Yes,
that's being built, which is exciting. Talking about there's an article about the old Milton Courthouse, which is being reimagined, as they say. I love that. There's so many different things that probably will affect you one way or the other.
Yes, yes.
And will be relative to you, relatable to you, excuse
and
me.
And as you read on, you get into some residential areas that... I think I said the other week, you drive around Pensacola and any spare plot of land, somebody's building.
I know. That's what I was saying. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible.
Yes.
And I'm seeing a lot of these. I don't even know how to describe them, but they look like compact little houses. We used to call them duplexes. They're kind of small, but they're right next to each other, like two or three right next to each other. But they're individual homes, but they're connected.
They're either one or two story.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
It's pretty much a standard plan.
I'm seeing a lot of those now.
All over.
Right.
Particularly the downtown area.
So when you look at the pictures of the old homes, those days are gone with the big porches and the huge yards and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think we discussed it before. I admire younger people who understand that it doesn't really make sense to aspire to a big house and a big car and all that goes along with it. They're much more content with a smaller home, less maintenance, less expense, and gives them a lot of free time to enjoy themselves. Whereas I remember I was a slave to a big house for years and years.
Mowing the lawn, taking care of the pests, control.
There's always a bill for something,
right? Repaint this, fix that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always what's that? You'll remember Rosanna Dana from, was it Saturday Night Live?
Yes, Gilda Radner.
Yeah. It's always something.
Yes.
There's always something.
Yes.
So when you have a home, but this is really a neat issue. So do, if you can, pick up a copy of Business Climate, because it really is an interesting issue. But I do, like you said, we touched on this article about getting that mortgage and getting mortgage ready. That's so important because that can eliminate a lot of issues and give you a sense of what you can really afford.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And as you read on just a little further, some of the beautiful little, I think, perfect little homes. I see this waterside at East Bay, phase one. Perfect garage, and I think about 1,500 square feet.
They're just the right size.
Yeah.
Just the right size.
So there's lots of ideas, from large homes to smaller homes to condominiums, apartments, et cetera, et cetera. Essentially, what's going on in Pensacola in terms of real estate.
Okay. Well, if you get a chance, pick up Northwest Florida's Business Climate. Like we said, this is their annual issue. We also have Pensacola Magazine's wedding issue. When we come back in a few minutes, we have to talk about Pensacola Magazine, because don't we have something special coming up with that publication?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
One contest ends, another begins.
Aha. And it might have something to do with your beloved pets, perhaps?
Could be.
Could be?
Could be.
Okay. All right. They call that a tease in the radio business. We're going to keep you hanging. We're going to let you guess what that's going to be all about. And we're also going to touch on some of the events this weekend. If you haven't noticed, we are now in festival season, and there are so many different things coming up. So Malcolm is kind enough to stick around with me this morning, and we're going to touch on all the events and things that are coming up. But in the meantime, if you've got a question for Malcolm or a comment about one of his publications, please feel free to text that in this morning, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, the expert panel, and Malcolm is definitely our expert. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and this is our time with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Three big publications are out on the newsstands now. So you've got Pensacola Magazine's Wedding Edition. We have the brand new Northwest Florida Business Climate, and that is the annual Real Estate Edition, and Pensacola's Downtown Crowd for May. So you can keep, you have no excuse now. You can't miss any of, there's so much going on, and it's all in this issue.
We'll talk about that in the next half hour.
Okay.
But before that,
yes, sir.
I want to relate a little story.
Oh, okay.
I played in the Chamber of Commerce golf tournament.
Oh, the Pensacola Chamber. Yeah, that was Friday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Ooh, it was raining
and one
Friday.
One of my partners was Todd Thompson, president of the Chamber.
Yes, he's been on the show many times.
Well, if you don't think the Chamber has some influence on things... As I drove up to the golf course, it was spotting with rain. I thought, we're probably not going to play.
Pretty rainy Friday.
Yeah, I got out of my car, and it stopped. Mm. And so they got the tournament going, and we got all the way through, no rain.
Really?
The odd spot. And then just about the time we all got into the clubhouse, it started raining again.
No kidding.
So I think there is something in that Chamber of Commerce weather thing.
What are you saying? They have influence above?
Yeah.
Up above?
Yeah.
Wow.
Todd actually must have some very influential friends
clearly,
up there somewhere.
Clearly, because yeah. I was going to say, it looked kind of like it rained all day, but you just caught that perfect window.
Yeah.
Do they have a lot of participants?
Yeah. It was, I don't know how many teams, but a lot.
Did you win?
No. No,
okay.
But we played well. Most importantly, mm-hmm. we had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fellowship.
Right.
Was able to greet some old friends, meet new friends.
Networking?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so it was a big success in that alone. But again, we just had a lot of fun.
Well,
team gelled and did a great mm-hmm. job.
I mean, for no other reason, if you join the Chamber and then you represent your company at the Chamber and you can say to them, because they had the breakfast Friday morning too, mm. right?
Yes.
So you say, okay, I have a very important Chamber event that's going to be taking place all day and I need the day off to do that. And it turns out it's the breakfast and golf.
Yes.
So it can work for you, that membership, right? Give you a little break from the job.
Give you
and it is seriously great networking.
Yeah.
Meeting new people.
Yeah, it's often said that to play golf for business purposes is a great thing. And sometimes we wonder if that's really a good use of time. But I have to tell you, I've found over the years that you truly bond with people on mm-hmm. the golf course.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I guess golfers are optimists. We're always going to do better. But I don't know, particularly when you play a team scramble, that team thing,
mm-hmm.
everybody contributes. Everybody
right.
hits a bad shot,
right.
but everybody contributes, usually at the right time.
I love it, and contributes.
So it sort of, yeah, creates that bond,
mm-hmm.
very very definitely.
Mm-hmm. It's also a very humbling sport.
Yeah.
Because you might think you're getting really good at it, and then...
Then reality...
The music starts playing.
Just like this.
Right on cue. Okay, we are going to be back with Malcolm Ballinger talking about all the publications coming out this month. And we hope that you can tune in and listen to us. If you've got a comment, be sure and text it in, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a break right now for the news, but when we come back, more with Malcolm on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back in just a bit.
Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Happy Monday to you.
It's
this is Pep
Monday
Talk.
Again.
I know. And we're here with Malcolm Ballinger, who's been kind enough to stick around. We have so much to talk about. So he agreed to stick around for the next half hour. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Text it on in.
Do we have a drum roll?
We should. It's the best I can do at the moment. Drum roll.
I guess the budget for the show just run to a drum
roll. It's really more about operator error. I'm sure there's a drum roll in here somewhere.
Well, we've just finished, as you know, the wedding edition.
Yes, it's so beautiful.
Which was a very successful contest.
I love the cover. We have the bride and groom and their dogs.
Yes.
So cute.
Which is a great lead-in to the next contest.
Yes, we teased that earlier, so now let's get to it.
Now, you don't have to get married.
Okay. Whew. Okay.
To enter this contest.
Whew. That's a good thing.
You just have to have a pet. It can be a dog, a cat.
Okay.
A camel. I guess could be a lion, a tiger, elephant.
Oh, my.
Any pet, I guess. Snake. Oh.
Well, yeah. Well, there's a lot of snake lovers. Actually, one of the guests that I have on Frisky Friday, she keeps pet rats.
Oh.
And actually, when I saw it, when she told me, I said, ooh. And, but she brought one in, and I have to admit, it was soft and cuddly and cute, and it was a rat.
Would be hard to imagine a rat on the cover of Pet magazine.
I don't know, but it was interesting. It kind of, I mean, I had a little prejudice against it, but it was actually a cute little, it was a cute little, kind of like a big oversized hamster, was it, what it looked like.
Let's move on.
Okay, back to the dogs and pets and Pensacola
This is the Pensacola Magazine's, drum roll again, second annual pet contest.
Awesome.
It will be published in August, and the winner of the contest will be on the front cover.
Wow.
But every entry will be featured inside.
That is so neat. Mm. So if you send in a picture of you and your pet, if it's not on the cover, it will still be in the magazine. Is
no,
that right?
Not you.
Oh, just your pet.
Just the pet.
Oh, this is different from the bridal. I gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the pets only are front and center.
I love that. Okay. So what do we do? How do I enter?
You take a picture. Of course, it needs to be high res.
Okay.
And imagine that the picture, imagine it being the front cover of the magazine. So you need to frame it with that in mind. And it can be, as I said, any pet, your pet. Just choose a cute pose.
When is this going to be coming out? Which issue?
It's August.
Okay. Well, the whole year we're celebrating the 250th birthday of America. You could actually dress up your dog like a little...
Yeah, that is a great...
Right? A little patriotic costume, perhaps?
Mm.
Or if there's the Fiesta coming up, you got Fiesta. There's so many different things you could do that would be fun.
Of course, you can have a patriotic cat, too.
True.
Now, last year, the winner was a dog. Mm-hmm. That does not mean it has to be a dog. Just
That's
pet,
true.
Pet.
Okay, any pet. Mm. This is fun. Okay, now how do we enter? So you get the picture. And
take a picture, high res, and send it to info@ballingerpublishing.com.
Okay. And what is the deadline for that? Can we start today? Can we start sending them today?
Deadline is July 17th.
Oh, you've got some time.
So you have, 6 weeks?
Yeah, that's good.
To find a cute, not necessarily cute, what's the right word? Maggie, you're good at.
Oh, gosh. it's Monday.
Yes.
Let's see.
Not only cute, but impressive.
Relatable, moving.
Yeah, impressive.
Cuddly.
Cuddly, yeah. Okay.
Sweet, cute.
Yeah.
Whatever. All of the above. Something that's special to you.
Yes. Let it really show the character of the pet.
Oh, of course.
You know, dogs' faces are very expressive.
Oh, absolutely.
They're almost human in their responses.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You can pretty much tell what they're thinking by the way they look at you.
Yes. Oh, yes.
They absolutely. Cats can, too. They can just kind of give you that look and walk away.
Yes. Yeah, cats are not very tolerant of humans, by
well,
and large.
Well, we kind of are pains sometimes, you know? I can understand that.
Cats will come to you for a little fuss and attention when they want it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go away and come back when they're ready.
Yeah, I was married to somebody like that, but okay.
Okay.
Sorry, couldn't resist. So, this is Pep Talk.
On that note, you have until July 17th to send in the your cover
yes.
entry. It was very successful last year.
Great photos. It was a lot of fun. And yes. the cover photo was awesome. It was really
yes,
great.
I think it's going to become our most popular edition.
It has to be. I would imagine
pets.
Because pets
always
are... Everybody loves their pets.
Tugs the heartstrings.
Yeah, absolutely. So pick your best photo and send it on in. Can you do more than one entry or just one, or how does that work?
You can, well, if you have more than one pet. yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Theoretically,
okay.
you could. Now, you can send in, I believe, up to three of your particular pet.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yes.
Okay.
I should read the rules, shouldn't I? Kelly makes the rules. I just follow them.
I know. She's so good.
Yes.
She's so good. Okay, so that's exciting. So make a note of that and make sure that you can put one of those pet photos and get it in the contest. You never know. You might be on the cover of Pensacola Magazine, which is very exciting. We still have the wedding issue, which is out. And, of course, this is the season. I saw some photos on Facebook this weekend of some weddings on the beach, which was kind of neat.
Yes.
So that was good. And then you also have coming up now, we have the May issue of Downtown Crowd, which we haven't talked a whole lot about, but you've got some great articles in here as well. And you can also, like we were saying earlier, you can follow along with us as we chat about these things online through your phone or a tablet, because you can go to Ballinger.com, BallingerPublishing.com, and you can click on the magazine, and they have the digital copies there, which is really cool.
Mm.
So you can always reference the calendar and reference different topics. And you'll have it right there in your hands.
If you are at a loose end, mm-hmm. don't know quite what to do, turn to page 8 of Downtown Crowd. And it is From Bar Bingo to Board Games, your weekly game night guide.
Oh, look at that.
So you can play Bar Bingo at Seville Quarter.
Oh, wow.
On Monday.
Oh, I didn't even know about all of these. This is interesting. Oh, my goodness.
Trivia night at O'Reilly's.
Uh-huh.
Bingo
team
seems
trivia.
To oh, team, yes.
At Coastal County Brewing, board games and grub, bingo at Play Pensacola. Oh, my goodness. Look at all of these. This is wild. I did not realize that we were such a gaming town. Interesting. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk. If you got a comment or question this Monday morning, text it on in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here hanging around with us with Ballinger Publishing. So many different publications to talk about. We were just talking about all the different bingo nights and game nights here in Pensacola. And if you're looking for something to do, seriously, pick up a copy of this month's Downtown Crowd, because if you go to page 10, I love this, Malcolm. Y'all have listed all the free summer events going on that have kicked off.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
If bar bingo is not your thing,
mm-hmm.
then summer free for all at Bands on the Beach.
Yes, which is so much fun. That goes all the way through October, actually. Right there by the beach ball, there at Casino Beach.
Or Bands on the Blackwater or Bands on the Bayou. There's bands on everywhere.
That's right. So, and these are all free events for the community.
Yeah.
So you can go to that. You have Cinemas in the Sand, which is also out at Pensacola Beach. That's on Friday nights. Some of the movies are going to be showing Zootopia, Goat, Hoppers, and Toy Story 5. Those are pretty fun for the family.
Mm.
Summer stargazing, you can find out about that.
I was just looking at that. I'm always fascinated by the stars.
Oh, I love it.
I have an app on my phone that identifies what the star is.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so this is something I think I want to do.
Yeah, and then they have someone there that talks about the astronomy, and especially out on the beach, because you get away from the lights and you can really see the stars at night.
I really think it's so fascinating that you see a star that is millions of miles away.
Yeah.
And is there life on that?
Oh, I know. When you go down that road and thinking about how small we, especially when we just had the Artemis II, when they were showing the photos and stuff, and you see how small our planet really is. It really is something.
I would think as the universe has no beginning, no end,
mm-hmm.
then there's got to be a duplication or a near duplication of Earth somewhere.
You would think.
Mm.
It's interesting.
There's another Meg Peltier somewhere in the universe out there.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if that's so good.
You
had to put it that way, did you?
There's another Malcolm Ballinger.
Oh, there
hopefully
you go.
A better version.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully it's a better version.
But well, you it's know. Sort of, as you sit and gaze at those stars, your mind sort of wanders into all kinds of crazy things.
Well, sure.
I think it's a wonderful, relaxing thing to do.
Well, that's something that's going on this summer, and there's going to be stargazes at the Gulfside Pavilion. So they have the dates here, and I'm sure you can look it up, too, at Santa Rosa On Authority. We'll have it. Visit Pensacola.com is a great events calendar. And, of course, you have Downtown Crowd as your events calendar as
yes.
well. We have Movies in the Park here in town, which will be over there at the amphitheater right next to the Maritime Park. And then you have the Sunday Market on Palafox, which is always really neat to go and shop. And I believe they have Saturday Market as well. So there really is so much to do. Now, this week, and just want to highlight real quick, Navy Days is going to be kicking off with their big gala Friday night. We've got a parade on Saturday. So many activities, and you can find out about what's happening with that online. You also have the Pensacola Beach Chamber is doing their Art and Wine Festival on Saturday. Mother's Day is this Sunday. So go to the festival. You could buy your mom a nice piece of artwork and then celebrate Mother's Day on Sunday. We also have, as we just had, our friend Alex on from Children's Chorus. They're doing Showtime this weekend. You could take your mom to go see that performance. They're going to Carnegie Hall. Can you believe that? Isn't that something?
I listened as I drove in. Yeah, I'm amazed.
That's incredible. Yeah. I mean, that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Not very many people get to sing at Carnegie Hall. And they're going to be there June 15th, which is really neat. But they're going to do the show that they're going to do at Carnegie Hall, they're doing here in Pensacola this weekend as part of Showtime. So, I mean, really, there is so much. I'm sure I'm missing a zillion things. But
we've spoken so many times about the great cultural organizations in Pensacola.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, I'm very proud to be a part of that. I had a fun time this weekend. One of the folks know about Pensacola Little Theater, of course. They did Sugar Witch this weekend, which was sold out, by the way. But I had a chance to perform with Penn Art this weekend, which was really fun. Did a staged reading of a new play. We had a good group of folks there. We had actors that read two brand new plays, which was neat because it's the first time that it's ever been heard out loud. Yeah. And that was really fun. And Penn Arts, Christine Kellogg, is doing a phenomenal job bringing in new productions. Very professional theater company here in town. So there's just it keeps thriving, and we keep adding new things, and new people are drawn here and bringing more to the plate, which is exciting.
Well, enough of that highbrow stuff.
Oh.
Let's get back to the lowbrow stuff.
Okay. Game nights?
Page 16.
Okay.
Sips of summer.
Ah.
Signature drinks of Pensacola. Of course, the most signature drink. Of course, it's a Bushwhacker.
Absolutely. Sand Shaker, Bushwhacker. You got to have one. If you've never had one, got to have it. By the Fish House has the Fish House Punch. We have the Flounder's Diesel Fuel. I'm afraid.
That doesn't sound very appetizing.
I'm not so sure about that one. That's a little scary. That sounds like, I don't know if you remember when they used to have the old Long Island iced teas.
Yeah.
So the Diesel Fuel is made with double shots of gin, rum, vodka, and triple sec.
Whew.
Yes. Well, that's where you need to have your little blankie and you just go lay out on the beach after you drink that one.
Yeah, sit down while you're drinking that one.
Wow. Some Asian cocktails available. Ooh, this kind of sounds good. Spiked key lime pie.
I think I could tackle one of those.
Yeah, interesting. So we have all these different drinks and where you can get them.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just do, you know, hey, they have the St. Patty's Day bar hopping. You could do a little drink hopping. You could just go to all the different places listed here in Downtown Crowd.
Before you go to your cultural event, you can go to.
Well, you know what I did Saturday was so much fun. We did the event at Penn Arts and went over to Five Sisters Blues Cafe. And they had a jazz band playing there Saturday night. So we got to hear some jazz and have great Southern food. That was a blast. It was a fun Saturday night.
I think the problem is if you do it first, the spiked key lime pie, you might fall asleep.
I don't know. I think the diesel fuel is the one that's going to get you.
So maybe you go after
Flounders.
After the event. Yeah, don't go to the children's chorus.
No, you might want to do that first and then go have the diesel.
Then have the diesel.
There you go. We're just being silly, but we hope that you can get some information for things to do, especially you got friends coming in from out of town. There's so much to do here and have fun. We always have the Blue Wahoos games, of course, and there's something for everybody. We're going to be back with Pep Talk. If you've got a question or a comment, please text it in 850-437-1620. Happy Monday to you. It's a gorgeous day. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. We really are into that season now of just beautiful weather here in Pensacola and Pensacola Beach. It really is spectacular. We've been talking all morning about all these different events and things that are happening. So you have no excuse. Get out and about and take advantage of some of these things. A lot of it's free.
Yeah.
It's just free.
And, of course, now that we're into May, we're getting very close to Palafox Street opening.
Yes, very soon, which is very exciting.
If you have not been down town,
mm-hmm.
I can assure you it's going to look beautiful.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be really neat. And
yes.
It's coming a long way. You can just see a few times I've been downtown now. And you know, I have to give them credit. It really didn't hurt the Sanger or any of the other places. And I mean, I know it hurt some of the restaurants a bit. But I think a lot of people, the locals, have been good about supporting all the businesses during this change.
I think initially it mm-hmm. hurt some of the restaurants. But then people began to realize that you didn't even have to go onto Palafox Street.
Right.
You can come off Jefferson Street mm-hmm. or Balin Street. Into the back entrance of many of those restaurants. So it really didn't affect business too much.
No, not bad at all. So it looks beautiful. I think it's going to be a really great addition for us just in time for summer.
I was at the wine bar before I went to the symphony
mm-hmm.
a week ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard that was fantastic.
And it was packed out. Yes, the symphony was, phenomenal.
I heard that was amazing. They celebrated their 100th anniversary.
Yes.
Which was amazing.
Yes.
So there's always something to do, and you can find out what to do by going to Downtown Crowd. You can either pick up a copy. Where are some of the locations, Malcolm, for all these different publications?
Just about everywhere. But if you're in the downtown area, Joe Paddy's and Rich's East,
mm-hmm.
where I personally fill up the racks and try to always keep them full because so many people go to Joe Paddy's or to Rich's East on their way to
mm-hmm.
Gulf Breeze. But all over the place.
The Visitor Center, the one that's right at the base of the bridge, plus the one on the beach has all the publications as well.
Correct.
So you can go there. I mean, and I've seen them at different restaurants right out front, just the different racks. So definitely take advantage because your team does a really great job of promoting Pensacola and the surrounding area. And I love the new business climate because I can't wait to read it with all the developments going on.
Yeah, I should give a shout out to Morgan Cole, who is the editor of Business Climate, and also edits Downtown Crowd.
Oh, gosh,
she's really connected with the local,
mm-hmm.
not only business community, but the entertainment community, too.
Right.
So really got a finger on it, done a great job.
Okay.
Yes, I'm very proud of that edition.
Excellent. So be sure and take advantage of these publications. And just a fun reminder, tonight American Idol will be on. Everybody's got to get on there and vote for our girl, Keela Richardson. Big event planned this week. It's already sold out, believe it or not. They sold all the tickets to it. If she gets into the finals, we're going to have a parade here in town for her and everything. So
it is live tonight. So
it's live tonight. You got to vote tonight.
So we don't know until...
We won't know until tonight. We'll find out tonight.
Oh.
At the end of the show, they'll announce the top three. So it's very exciting. So I just had to throw that little plug in for her as well because we've got so much going on. And then she's going to be doing a concert at the Sanger this summer.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is so cool, regardless of whether she wins.
So don't forget to vote.
That's right. Okay, and don't forget to pick up this month's issue of Pensacola Magazine Weddings, New York Northwest Florida Business Climate, all about real estate.
And Downtown Crowd, of course.
And Downtown Crowd.
And you can go to BallingerPublishing.com and they're all available online.
For free.
For free. The price is right.
Thank you for hanging out with me, Malcolm. It's always a pleasure. Happy Monday to you. We'll be back in just a few minutes.